Okay, it is 8:04 at WCHL, as I mentioned, and we're going to get to your local news here on WCHL. There is another major change coming to University Mall, and it involves a rumor that you've been hearing about for a pretty good while. Now we have been able to confirm it.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
What has people so upset in Orange County when they talk about recycling?
Now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
And did we fool you yesterday? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpenter traffic and weather together. WCHL Championship Sports this morning. Carolina's women's basketball team came up just one victory short of a trip to the Final Four. They lost to Stanford to end the season. We have all the details on the way. Plus, UNC baseball snapped a six-game losing skid with a midweek non-conference victory. And
Larry Brown may be the oldest, but he's still one of the best.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL. We have 56 degrees now. It's beginning to warm up, and it's going to be sunny today. High today in the low 80s. Absolutely gorgeous day today. We have some traffic problems to tell you about first thing this morning. Franklin Street between Boundary Street and Deming Drive is currently closed due to downed power lines and might not reopen until at least the middle of the day. The Chapel Hill Police Department reports that a car struck a power pole at about 2:30 a.m. The driver of the vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but power lines have stretched across all lanes, shutting down the road in both directions. Duke Energy crews are there on the scene tending to the issue, but they told the Chapel Hill Police that the road might not be able to be reopened until between 12 noon and 3 p.m. today, hopefully before the afternoon rush hour. Again, that is East Franklin Street between Boundary Street down to Deming Drive. It's closed in both directions, all lanes, so just avoid that area if at all possible, because nobody is getting through there without a great deal of detouring. Also, a traffic problem this morning in I-40 East at exit 276. Hay or straw spilled all over the left lane there, and the left lane closed while the cleanup takes place. So that's in I-40 East at exit 276. We'll keep you posted on both those situations. Rand Northam coming up with a traffic update in just a few minutes. A silver alert has been issued for a missing endangered woman, Catherine Lorena Perkins of Chapel Hill. Perkins, 51 years old, was last seen in a white passenger car with two Hispanic males on Homestead Road on March 29th. That's according to Chapel Hill Police. She's believed to be suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment. Police say she has medium-length red hair, stands at 5'7", weighs about 135 pounds, and has hazel eyes. If you have any information concerning Perkins or her whereabouts, please call the Chapel Hill Police Department or 911. We have that contact information for the police department on our website at chapelboro.com. Roses, located in University Mall, will close by the end of June after more than 40 years in that space. That's according to confirmation from a company leader. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
The discount retailer, which sells items such as clothing, accessories, and home furnishings, opened its U Mall location in 1973. Wilson Sawyer, president and chief operating officer of Rose's parent corporation, Variety Wholesalers Incorporated of Henderson, North Carolina, said several circumstances prompted the decision to close the store. Sawyer said there was a, quote, big increase in rent for the space located off South Estes Drive across from the Harris Teeter, and U Mall operators decided to decrease the size of the store. As the lease with the shopping center ran out about a year ago, he said the choice to close made sense.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
This development adds to the list of changes U-Mall has experienced recently. It was announced last year that Silver Spot Cinema would open in May 2015, replacing Dillard's. Construction on the new luxury 13-screen movie theater is set to begin this month. As part of a greater redevelopment plan for the shopping center, new leases signed in 2013 included Peacock Alley, Tri-Sports, Fine Feathers, and Kidzoo Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The Roses in U-Mall employs about 40 people. Sawyer said they are working to find the employees positions at nearby locations in Durham and Raleigh. Sawyer added the corporation is interested in opening another location in Chapel Hill.
We're always looking, so we don't have anything in, you know, specifically in mind, but we are always looking.
Variety Wholesalers Incorporated is a family-owned business that has been in operation since 1922. It has been listed in Fortune 500 magazine as one of the largest privately owned companies in the United States. The corporation operates approximately 400 stores in 16 states, including Maxway, Value Mart, Super Saver, Super 10, Bill's Dollar Store, and Super Dollar Stores. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Some people are so upset they're even threatening to leave Orange County because of a proposed tax district for recycling pickup. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I loved Hillsboro in the past, but now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
If it is a new tax, shouldn't we be allowed to vote on it?
I find the argument that us rural folk are lazy and won't recycle without the scheme disingenuous.
It's not a matter so much of the cost. It's a matter of principle.
Never mess with something that's working. These convenience centers are working. Leave them alone.
Those were just some of the comments from rural Orange County residents at Tuesday night's public hearing of the Board of Commissioners. The topic was a proposed service district for a curbside recycling pickup in unincorporated Orange County. That would replace an annual 3R fee of $38 that was added to property tax bills from 2004 until 2012. That was when the county discontinued the fee over concern about its legality. The tax district idea has sparked anger among some vocal residents of rural areas. They contend that they can take care of recycling themselves by carting it off to convenience centers, as they've been doing for a long time. Some speakers said they don't want to push big recycling bins down long, winding gravel driveways. Some insisted they don't want to pay for a service that they're not going to use. And some said they're already being taxed too much in Orange County. There were also some comments in favor of the service district.
I just want to speak to this idea that people can selectively choose the taxes that they want to pay or that they think benefit them. If that was the case in this country, we would not have a functioning society.
That's Tom Linden, a resident of the dense suburban Stone Ridge neighborhood of unincorporated Orange County. He says that 300 households in his area need and want curbside recycling. Terry Buckner lives on Yorktown Drive in Chapel Hill in the southern part of the county. She said her neighborhood gets forgotten a lot in this discussion.
We don't have access to the convenience centers that you all here in the north have. So for me, hauling my recycling to the convenience center is really quite an inconvenience, even though I am still paying for your convenience centers.
Such arguments did not sway rural residents such as Steve Hopper of Eflin.
Those with curbside recycling access, 57% are using it. In the rural areas without curbside recycling, 50% are doing it. That's 7% difference. You're going to spend how much money for 7%?
Commissioners must come up with a one-size-fits-all solution because state law mandates that a service district must be contiguous. Targeting curbside pickup to those that want it most is not an option. Mark Markopoulos, who's running this year against Commissioner Earl McKee for the District 2 seat, spoke at the hearing. He faulted commissioners for not opting to simply keep the 3R fee in place.
This worked very well until the county lawyer offered his opinion that based on a case involving Cabarrus County, the county might face a legal challenge on the fee.
He was referring to a decision by the North Carolina Supreme Court in August 2012, which struck down school facility fees in Cabarrus County. Orange County took that as a precedent that invalidated county government fees if they were not approved by the General Assembly. Bonnie Hauser, who's running against Chairman Barry Jacobs for his at-large seat, also spoke at the hearing. She said that while she is not a resident of the proposed tax district, she cares about the issue.
There is no option that I can see that takes me down a path of the service district tax as a fairer, equitable solution for the county.
It was the second of two public hearings about the recycling district. Commissioners could make a decision at the April 15 meeting to be held at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill starting at 7 p.m. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the March 31st deadline for Americans to enroll in health care has come and gone, early estimates indicate that more than 7 million Americans successfully signed up for coverage despite problems and long wait times. Sherry Hay, UNC Family Medicine Director of Community Health Initiatives, says her department and community partners have been working to help local people sign up for health care since open enrollment started under the Affordable Care Act back on October 1st. On Monday, Hay says UNC Family Medicine was still taking calls and answering people's questions about enrolling for health care.
Through the month of March, we've been trying to do a variety of events, some more global type of community events with other partners such as UNC General Internal Medicine and others in the community, to scheduling patients around their medical appointment here at Family Medicine to see a certified application counselor.
The last-minute rush before Monday's midnight deadline was a headache for some, as people reported call wait to more than 2 hours and constant glitches with the healthcare.gov website. Such problems have plagued the system since it debuted.
During these tight times when we're all dependent on the system, it is really frustrating. People were frustrated by that when it didn't operate as it should.
Still, federal officials estimated that about 2 million Americans were able to successfully enroll in the 2 weeks leading up to the deadline. According to data released in February, Hay says it was estimated that more than 200,000 North Carolinians had enrolled through the federal health care exchanges. In 2013, 1.5 million people in North Carolina were uninsured.
It's been an interesting change in health care, one of the biggest in decades. There was no state agency necessarily deemed the agency to be responsible for the change.
All people, with few exceptions, are required to have health insurance. People who are already covered by health insurance through a private provider are not required to change coverage. Citizens who can afford health insurance but did not purchase it by the March 31st deadline will be fined $95. However, the enrollment period has been extended for those who started the application process but were not able to finish.
And the administration did release that if someone had started the process by midnight, they will have till April 15th to complete the process.
Now that this open enrollment period has ended, Hay says UNC Family Medicine and its partners will regroup, assess what went well and what didn't go well in helping to get people signed up, and focus on the next enrollment period. The next open enrollment period begins in November and runs through February of 2015. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carborough. Everything you need to grow, brew, and make your own, including a new nursery stocked with fruit trees, cold, hardy tropicals, and many other unique plants you're not going to find elsewhere in the area. Fifth Season Gardening Company in Carborough, not your garden variety gardening store. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We still do have that the earlier accident causing issues on Franklin Street. It's East Franklin Street right now between Boundary and Deming. There are power lines down between those two roads and causing some major, major delays because of the closure of East Franklin Street, eastbound and westbound, and it could be closed until 12 noon and 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's a single vehicle accident that happened at 2:30 this morning. Non-life-threatening injuries reported, but certainly some problems as Duke Energy is out there trying to repair that problem right now. There are other issues on the roadways right now. 15501 northbound between Estes and Ephesus Church Road seeing some delays. 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive seeing some delays as well. NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and the Barbie Chapel Road area seeing some delays. And I-40 heading eastbound, we're seeing some heavy delays between the Fayetteville Road area and all the way back to NC 54. There's a report from earlier that there was some hay or straw that spilled out of a truck, and they had closed the left lane in order to clean all that up. Now, also, there's been some reports that the sun has been an issue as well, and that often is a bad area of the road where you're pointing directly at the sun, and the sun is rising, so people are driving slower. So multiple things causing issues there this morning, and we're seeing many slowdowns in that area. So please use caution as you travel there. A couple WCHL road warriors calling in for those bits of information. I-40 elsewhere is seeing pretty smooth traffic. The Durham Freeway moving all right. MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, other than the major problem that we're having on Franklin Street right now, moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and I do want to let everybody know that we'll certainly update you on Twitter and on our website, chapelboro.com, as soon as the problem on Franklin Street subsides, and we certainly hope that that happens before the evening rush hour, and we only get through one of these rush hours with that closure, but we'll let you know as soon as it clears up.
You were talking about the sun causing problems. That can really be a problem in the afternoon, too.
Definitely.
As the sun starts to go down.
Right.
If you're headed directly west, then you're in big trouble. Even if you have sunglasses, it's really kind of hard to see sometimes.
Yeah, I was having that problem Monday. We were coming back from apartment hunting, and it's real bad.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few minutes here on WCHL. That is Rand Northam, WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Big games are right around the corner, always. So order today from Dickie's, and they will have it ready for you when you get there. Choose from 8 juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, next to New Hope Commons in Durham. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Warming up, we're going to go all the way up to the low 80s today with a lot of sunshine. Beautiful day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're going to have some clouds, still a slight chance of rain, but the high, again, about 80 degrees, another warm day. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. And then on Friday, warm again with a high of about 80, but it will be breezy and we'll have a chance of rain. But pretty good weather here over the next 3 days, for sure. 820 at WCHL. There is no known campaign to place Ellie Kinnaird on the November ballot as a write-in candidate for Orange County Sheriff. This year's April Fool's story get to you. Do you remember last year's story on WCHL involving the merging of Chapel Hill and Carrboro? They would call it Car Hill. You can find a link to that story as well by clicking the link to yesterday's story. We'd like to say a special thank you to Commissioner Mark Dornison for playing along and to Ellie Kinnaird for being such a good sport in our annual prank. It was fun. April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day is all over, and I promise you we're not going to tell you anything today that is purposely false, for sure. 821 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Fourth-seeded North Carolina women's basketball team fell to second-seed Stanford last night, 74-65 final score. Carolina comes up one victory short of the trip to the Final Four, finished the season at 27-10. But boy, there's a lot of promise for next season. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the game where outstanding freshman Diamond DeShields was not anywhere close to 100%. Tar Heels still gave it all they had, just came up a little short.
Orange will drive against McDaniel, misses the layup, and Gray tips it away from the All-American. Outlet pass to Diamond DeShields, who slices to the paint, kicks it back out to Gray, who steps in for a 10-footer and scores. Alicia Gray cannot be stopped.
That was Walter Storhold of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Alicia Gray and the Tar Heels raced out to a 22-9 lead in the first half thanks to some hot perimeter shooting. At the intermission, Carolina held a 36-30 advantage over Stanford. Gray totaled 15 points, making 6 of her 8 attempts from the floor. The second half wasn't as favorable to the Tar Heels. The fouls started piling up and the shots stopped falling. And the Cardinal took full advantage by going on a 12-0 run and gaining their first lead since it was 2-0 in the first half at 43-42 with 15 minutes to go. But credit the Tar Heels, wanting desperately to earn a Final Four reunion with head coach Sylvia Hatchell, for continuing to battle on, even reclaiming the lead with this clutch make by freshman Jessica Washington with 3:50 remaining in the game.
Deep shot from Roof is no good. Long rebound by Jessica Washington. She'll pull up for three. Got it from the top of the key. Tar Heels back in front, 63-62.
Sloppy turnovers and missed opportunities characterized the waning minutes for the Tar Heels, however, as things started to unravel and Stanford pulled away, booking a Final Four meeting with undefeated Connecticut on Sunday. Gray led the scoring charge for Carolina with 19 points, while Stanford senior Shanae Ajumake led her team with 20 points. DeShields was visibly nowhere near 100% following a bevy of injuries, but the banged-up Tar Heel fought admirably, finishing with 13 points despite her ailments, putting a damper on her usual explosive skills. There were no tears in the locker room for the Tar Heels, though. Optimism ran supreme, and for good reason. Carolina has no seniors. Everybody is returning, and this time they'll have Coach Hatchell back at the helm. Storholt sums up the bright future of the Tar Heels in fine fashion.
Diamond to Shields gets a tap on the back from Andia Bryant. Latifah Coleman's frustrated. But the good news is that all these Tar Heels will be back. No seniors on the squad. As you know, it's a freshman-led team. The juniors will be seniors next year, and this team will have a lot to look forward to over the next couple of years. They proved that here in this tournament.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our hats off to the Carolina women's basketball team coming up a little short last night, not quite making it to the Final Four, but coming very close. That scored again last night, Stanford 74, Carolina 65. Good news last night, Tar Heel baseball team got back into the win column by defeating UNC Wilmington 9-4 at the Bosch. Carolina now 16-12 on the season. One of the outstanding Carolina pitching staff, Benton Moss, joins us this morning. Benton, I know it was really a relief to get back into the win column last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like I was telling you, it's a game of baseball, and sometimes it's really good to you, and sometimes it's, you know, really harsh on you. And, you know, so we continue just to play our game and just to double down on our efforts of, you know, just playing hard-nosed, blue-collar baseball. And, you know, you got to stick with the process, and the results will come eventually. And
yeah.
It's a long time coming, but, you know, hey, you got to win, and I'm looking forward to going down to D.C. this weekend.
Well, that win last night was a long time coming after six straight setbacks, and, you know, there's so many games in baseball that you can't go a long stretch without a loss. It's going to happen sometime. But next up, as you mentioned, you're going to take on Boston College, and is an important conference series this weekend. And what do you guys have to get done against the Eagles?
So I think you know, one thing to keep in mind, like Coach Fox was talking to us yesterday, he reminded us, he said, guys, you know, if we were to look at the books from the Duke series, you know, our pitching numbers and our hitting numbers, he said, from the outside, you might say, man, like, you guys must have got crushed. And in reality, we lost, I think it was a one-run game, and it was two one-run games and a two-run game, or one run and two runs. So my point is, it was very close. And he's like, guys, if you guys just continue to play the same brand of baseball that you're playing, we're going to be successful. And I think that's just got to be our theme. It's just, you know, win, lose, or draw, we got to play the same way with the same intensity, the same energy level, and the same amount of focus each time. So I think that's going to be our theme for this weekend. It's just, you know, continuing to, you know, play Carolina baseball.
Well, Carolina bats came alive last night, scoring 9 runs with a couple of home runs in there. Riley Hovis had a good relief effort. He's now 5-1 in relief with 3 1/3 scoreless innings pitched last night. Next up for the Tar Heels, an ACC series at Boston College. First pitch on Friday, slated for 2:30. And we appreciate your being with us this morning, Benton, and good luck to the Tar Heels this weekend.
Absolutely.
It is 8:27 at WCHL. Certainly baseball weather today. We'll have a high today of about 80 degrees and a lot of sunshine. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Larry Brown may be the oldest, but he's still one of the best. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. An old coaching friend once told me that unless you have a realistic chance to win the NCAA championship, you are better off trying to win the NIT. I thought about that Tuesday night as SMU and its 73 years young coach Larry Brown rallied to beat Clemson on ESPN in Madison Square Garden to advance to the championship game of the oldest postseason college basketball tournament. Brown's Mustangs were a lock for the NCAA tourney all season, as Dean Smith's first protege was winning big and pulling upsets along the way. Then the Ponies lost their last three regular season games, falling off the bubble in favor of NC State. SMU accepted the NIT bid, won three games at home, and is now playing for a national championship that Smith and Carolina won in 1971 against Minnesota and one of the youngest college coaches in Richard Pitino, Rick's son. No, the NIT isn't nearly as prestigious as when the NCAA Big Dance only had 16 or 24 or even 40 teams. But in the weeks before the real Final Four, the NIT's Final Four has the national stage to themselves, semifinal games in prime time, with the two winners getting the full spotlight Thursday night again on national TV. Isn't that better than having lost a first or second round game in the NCAA on Thursday afternoon? Brown has always had the gene of youth. When he was 20, he looked 16. When he was 40, he looked 25. And now that he's 73 and still coaching, he hardly looks his age, with his Frank McGuire-inspired tailored suit and every white hair in place. SMU took a gamble by hiring him 2 years ago, and as long as he stays, that gamble has paid off. For a basketball program that was on life support following 6 years of no postseason play under its last coach, Matt Daugherty, the Mustangs look talented, poised, and very well coached. SMU is like the Duke of Dallas, with plenty of money and has made a commitment to its athletic program. The school that once suffered the death penalty in football is back in the national news for another reason, having the oldest coach in college basketball, who still might be the best. Brown has won something like 1,900 games between 10 stops in the pros, plus UCLA and Kansas, and now SMU. He remains the only coach to win both an NBA and NCAA championship. Now in front of old friends from New York in the world's most famous arena, where the Knicks once foolishly fired him, Larry Brown could add the NIT title to his long, long, long resume. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedar Burger. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedar Burger.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we know summertime in North Carolina is about being outside and being on the water. That's why we're featuring a collection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses that were born on the water and continue to be inspired by it. We've got adventure-ready models like the Blackfin, Fantail, and Jose in a variety of frame options with available 580 mirror lenses for the best protection on the planet. Stop by your local shop today to find a Costa model fit for your adventures and discover great outdoor events near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Did you know that sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the rocks I'm talking about are quite small. They sparkle, they catch fire when in the sunlight, and even twinkle in very dim light. They weigh hardly as much as a feather, so there's no worry about causing any harm with these rocks. Instead, when you toss one of these rocks ever so gently into your wife's hands, you'll see an excitement in her eyes that tells you that she wants you to throw rocks at her more often. Yes, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife, but only when those rocks are from Grimble Jewelers. We have rocks in all kinds of shapes, lots of different sizes. In fact, if you toss one her way, she'll be hoping for another one real soon. Grimble Jewelers. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife. Sometimes there's nothing better that you could possibly do. Come see us for the rocks that she loves. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, GrimbleJewelers.com.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's half off, a $70 massage available now for $35. Heather James is a certified massage therapist, and it's her goal to make the highest quality massage as accessible and convenient as possible. Choose from many options, including Swedish, deep tissue, hot stone, and many more. Treat yourself to a massage or gift one for mom this Mother's Day. It's half off from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening Company in downtown Carborough. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starts, seeds, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunny skies today, high today in the low 80s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of sprinkles and high about 80 degrees. Tomorrow night we'll have some clouds with the lows in the middle 50s. And then on Friday, another warm day, a little breezy with a chance of rain, but the high still up around 80 degrees.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Off the Chilean coast, a magnitude 8.2 quake.
Comunicamos el lamentable fallecimiento de
and the Chilean Interior Minister reported casualties. Now 6 people are known dead. Could be a million evacuees following this quake, which struck about 60 miles northwest of Iquique, not far from the Peruvian border. Reporter Sam Edwards is in Santiago.
As we understand it, there's been flooding of several blocks in Iquique. There's been a few fires. I believe they're now under control. After the quake first happened, there were reports of instances of looting, but that now appears to be under control.
About 300 women prisoners escaped in Iquique. A tsunami 6 feet high rolled in on the Chilean coast in Hawaii within the next hour.
We're expecting the tsunami height in Hawaii to be about a foot to maybe 2 feet, which is not enough to warrant any flooding hazard or evacuation.
Brian Chero is at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center.
We've issued a tsunami advisory. An advisory just means stay out of the water.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Good morning. It is 8:35 at WCHL. We have 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up now to a high of 82. I'm Rod Stutz. Franklin Street between Boundary Street and Deming Drive is currently closed due to down power lines and might not be open again until at least the middle of the day. Maybe later, the Chapel Hill Police report that a car struck a power pole at about 2:30 a.m. The driver of the vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Power lines stretched across all lanes, shutting down the road in both directions. Duke Energy crews are on the scene tending to the issue, but they told Chapel Hill police officers that the road might not be able to be reopened until sometime between 12 noon and 3 p.m. today. So that's a very serious situation. Avoid the area altogether if you can, because there is no getting through there going in either direction. That is East Franklin Street between Boundary Street near the campus and near downtown, all the way down to Deming Drive, which is not far from Estes, so pretty big stretch there. A silver alert has been issued for a missing endangered woman, Catherine Lorena Perkins of Chapel Hill. Perkins, 51 years old, was last seen in a white passenger car with two Hispanic males on Homestead Road on March 29th, according to Chapel Hill police. She's believed to be suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment. Police say she has medium-length red hair, stands 5'7", weighs about 135 pounds, and has hazel eyes. If you have any information concerning Perkins or her whereabouts, please call the Chapel Hill Police Department or 911. Well, it's been a rumor for quite some time, and yesterday we confirmed it. Roses, located in University Mall, will close by the end of June after more than 40 years in that space, according to a company leader. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
The discount retailer, which sells items such as clothing, accessories, and home furnishings, opened its U Mall location in 1973. Wilson Sawyer, president and chief operating officer of Rose's parent corporation, Variety Wholesalers Incorporated of Henderson, North Carolina, said several circumstances prompted the decision to close the store. Sawyer said there was a, quote, big increase in rent for the space located off South Estes Drive across from the Harris Teeter, and U Mall operators decided to decrease the size of the store. As the lease with the shopping center ran out about a year ago, he said the choice to close made sense.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
This development adds to the list of changes U-Mall has experienced recently. It was announced last year that Silver Spot Cinema would open in May 2015, replacing Dillard's. Construction on the new luxury 13-screen movie theater is set to begin this month. As part of a greater redevelopment plan for the shopping center, new leases signed in 2013 included Peacock Alley, Tri-Sports, Fine Feathers, and Kidzu Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The Roses in U-Mall employs about 40 people. Sawyer said they are working to find the employees' positions at nearby locations in Durham and Raleigh. Sawyer added the corporation is interested in opening another location in Chapel Hill.
We're always looking, so we don't have anything in, you know, specifically in mind, but we are always looking.
Variety Wholesalers Incorporated is a family-owned business that has been in operation since 1922. It has been listed in Fortune 500 magazine as one of the largest privately owned companies in the United States. The corporation operates approximately 400 stores in 16 states, including Maxway, Value Mart, Super Saver, Super 10, Bill's Dollar Store, and Super Dollar Stores. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Some people are even threatening to leave Orange County because of a proposed tax district for recycling pickup here in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley has a full report. You can go to our website at chapelboro.com to read that. But here's what some people are saying, and you might even recognize some of these Orange County voices.
I loved Hillsborough in the past, but now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
If it is a new tax, shouldn't we be allowed to vote on it?
I find the argument that us rural folk are lazy and won't recycle without the scheme disingenuous.
It's not a matter so much of the cost. It's a matter of principle.
Never mess with something that's working. These convenience centers are working. Leave them alone.
Those are just some of the comments from rural Orange County residents at last night's public hearing on the Board of Commissioners. The topic was a proposed service district for curbside recycling pickup in unincorporated Orange County that would replace an annual 3R fee of $38. It was added to property tax bills from 2004 until 2012. That was when the county discontinued the fee over concern about its legality. As I said, much more on this story later on in the day on WCHL. Also, you can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. It is 8:40 at WCHL. A lot of things going on this morning. We have Brian Thornburg's commentary on the quality of our water coming up in just a few minutes as it relates to Duke Energy and all the stuff you've been hearing about. But let's talk about a more pleasant topic now. We have Greg Wallachuk here from Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. How you doing this morning, Greg?
Excellent, Ron. How you doing?
Always good to have you in here. Thank you for sending over lunch yesterday. It was delicious.
No problem. Small teaser for you.
Exactly. Now, today, you have something called a fan favorite combo. What's this all about?
So we're still in the process of giving away, I think, what we called the party in the box the last time I was here, a 50-inch TV, a buffet for 10 people, as well as a couple cases of beer. And what's been happening is, sort of like what you did with the restaurants and what's going on with Sweet 16, we've been having our customers vote on what do they like best, what's their favorite meat, what's their favorite side. And we made it all the way down to pork and brisket on the meat this week, and then fries and mac and cheese.
Okay, so this fan favorite meat, big barbecue sandwich, fan favorite side, and their own favorite soft drink for $5 plus tax.
Pretty, absolutely.
Pretty good
so
deal.
Pork won just by a little bit. It was about a little less than 75% versus brisket. That was the final two.
Uh-huh.
And mac and cheese just inched out fries. It was about 64% that said, I want the mac and cheese. So based on that, it's going to be a pulled pork big barbecue sandwich, mac and cheese, and a drink for $5. And you can have two, so if you want to bring one back for a friend at the office,
yeah,
all day.
That's not bad at all. You know, we're always talking here on WCHL about how you can stop by, you can eat in, of course, but you can call ahead for takeout. It's really quick because, you know, people, are busy, everybody working hard, and now you have online ordering available. Tell us about that.
It's working out really well. We introduced that a few weeks ago, and we've already had a few offices where the manager's been in a good mood and let their entire team just order online, come in, pick it up. it's really streamlined that whole process for us.
Now, we got spring weather. It's officially spring. It's finally acting like spring. We got a really warm day today with a high about 80 degrees. And I always think about, you know, when spring gets here, I always think about Easter. And you have some special things for Easter, right?
We have meals, and we'll basically do all the preparation for you. You bring it home and just heat it up. We have our honey barbecue ham. You can actually order those meals, believe it or not, online as well, mm-hmm. and we'll have it ready for you.
That's fantastic. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, next to New Hope Commons, and they have those, of course, those cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken, sweet southern pulled pork, so much more for you. 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, and Greg, it's always fun to visit with you. I know that you're going to have a lot of folks coming over for lunch today.
Sounds good, Ron. Always good being here, and great seeing you. We'll see you next month.
All right, you got it. Thanks so much for coming by. It's 8:43 at WCHL. As I mentioned, Brian Thornburg has today's commentary on the way. You're also going to hear from D.G. Martin in just a few minutes on WCHL.
Healthy should be easier. At least we think so. We're Massage Envy Spa, and we're making healthy, customized massages easier for everyone to enjoy, especially you. We're all about easy scheduling, neighborhood locations, and a price that's easy to love. Just $49.99 for first-time guests. That's healthy, only easier. That's Massage Envy Spa. Schedule today.
Locations in Eastgate and South Point, 1-800-944-ENVY.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
8:46 at WCHL, really warming up now. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, and Zach Godwin of chapelboro.com joins us now at the Chapelboro Twitter desk. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, we got a lot of things going on right now, and I'm just wondering what people are tweeting about.
Well, I've got a great story out of Chapel Hill. You might have seen it by now. There's a man named Creighton Moeller, and he has something called Project Stackhouse,
yeah,
which he named after his dog, yeah, which he named after Jerry Stackhouse.
He's the guy who grows all the flowers,
right? That's right. He's grown 7,000 daffodils and tulips,
yeah,
to raise money for the UNC Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what he does is you can just come to his house where he has this huge garden full of flowers and just do whatever you want. You can just take pictures. You can hang out. He says you can take selfies, do yoga, do a marriage proposal, whatever you want to do, and there's just a collection box there where they take money for the North Carolina Children's Hospital. And it's just a great thing going on in the community. He's He funds it with his own money. It says there's 20,000 pounds of soil, which he uses.
Wow.
And every penny that he earns goes straight to the UNC Children's Hospital to their therapy dog program.
Well, his whole front yard is filled with these beautiful flowers, but I understand that what I've been told is somebody else tweeted about this, that it's going to be twice as big next year.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even seen that. But it seems to be a great success. Sherry Buckles, who's the hospital's main fundraiser, actually gave them, they give out little pins to certain people called undercover superheroes.
Right.
And so he was given one of those, and it's just a great thing going on. I'm going to tweet out the link to this. It's going to have an address where you can send any contributions you'd like to give, or if you just want to go see it yourself and drop off a donation, take some pictures, do whatever you want to do.
That's fantastic, and who knows? He might be a WCHL hometown hero sometime soon. You know,
might work out too.
Yeah, he's on my list. Hey, thanks a lot, Zach. And if folks want to tweet us, how do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro on Twitter or at WCHL. Either way, we'll get both of them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know what folks are tweeting about. It is 8:48 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I really take water for granted. Owosso does such a good job keeping our water clean and flowing, I rarely think about that water gets to my family's tap when I turn on the faucet. The truth is, most of our water comes to us in the form of rain running to creeks and lakes. Cane Creek and the University Lake watersheds collect up rainwater, Owosso cleans and filters it, and then distributes it out to us. I also know that runoff rainwater from our streets is collected too, because there's a notice on the sewage grate on my curb, along with a cute picture of a fish. The notice says that we shouldn't put anything bad in the sewage grate because the water flowing through this grate flows directly to the lake. This picture of natural rain flowing in rivers and lakes and then making it to our household taps is mighty comforting, until we start talking about the coal ash spill on the Dan River just north of us in Rockingham County. Tons of burnt ashes from an old Duke Energy coal-fired power plant have flowed out of a mishandled holding dump, and now 70 miles of the Dan River has been coated in a toxic sludge. Duke Energy seems to be trying really hard to avoid having to clean up the mess because it's going to be really expensive and it may keep them from making good stock returns for its investors. Our elected officials should be looking out for us, but that doesn't seem to be happening in a state where the governor worked for Duke Energy for 28 years and Duke Energy put up a lot of the money to help get him and some of our current legislature elected. Now, I know that the Dan River doesn't supply our water, but Duke Energy works in our backyard too. They have a monopoly on providing electricity to us, and so many others now that Duke Energy and Progress Energy were allowed to merge into one huge utility. The monopoly should be granted with the understanding that the company works in our collective best interests and not just for the investors of the company. Just a couple of phone calls or emails to your representatives, including the governor, saying you prefer Duke Energy gets this mess cleaned up now, will help move this bad situation toward a more sensible end. And do it before you pour that next clean glass of water from your tap. I'll drink to that. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:51 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
You sure do talk funny. Has anybody ever told you that? If you grew up in North Carolina and moved somewhere else for a while, you surely got that kind of question from folks who just had to laugh when they heard you talk. Well, is there something special about the way we talk down here in North Carolina? The best person to answer is North Carolina State's Walt Wolfram, who has studied the speech patterns in our state for more than 20 years. He and his colleague, Jeffrey Reeser, take on the task of responding to that question in their new book, Talkin' Tar Heel, How Our Voices Tell the Story of North Carolina. And their answer is, yes, there is something special about North Carolina speech. And there are discernible and distinct speech patterns in almost every North Carolina region and locality. Even the large cities where the mingling of voices from all over the state and nation, it's wiped out many of the earlier local ways of talking. Well, what is the most often mentioned North Carolina dialect? Of course, it's the Outer Banks Brogue. We learn from Wolfram and Reeser, that the idea that the Outer Bankers are speaking Elizabethan or Shakespearean English is a myth. Sometimes their way of talking is called high tide speech because that's the way the bankers say high tide. And the Outer Banks were originally populated mostly by migration from coastal Virginia. Because the banks, Outer Banks, were isolated, those old Virginia coastal speech patterns have survived there in the banks while they've changed in the Virginians. But if you ask me, those Virginians still talk funny too. There's also a notion that the old North Carolina mountain people also speak a brand of Old English. The authors write that this idea is, quote, not linguistically accurate, and most linguists dismiss it as a romantic myth. But there's a kernel of truth to the idea, they say. Some features of Old English have been preserved up in the mountains thanks to its isolation, but isolated mountain people speech changed over time, showing, according to the authors, the vibrancy of a culture that has managed to look both forward and backward. Talking Tar Heel, the book also examines African speech, the influence of Spanish-speaking immigrants, the distinctive speech of Lumbee Indians, and the recently revived Cherokee language, which is the sole survivor of the multiple languages spoken here before the Europeans came. Wolfram and Reeser write, "We claim there is more dialect variation in North Carolina than any other state." They concede that some of our language patterns and some special ways of speaking are changing, even disappearing. But they write, "Being powerless to stop linguistic change in no way impedes our ability to celebrate linguistic diversity." So celebrate. And the next time somebody says you talk funny, smile back with pride. This is D.G. Martin.
Celebrate diversity of all kinds is what we like to do here in our community. It is 855 at WCHL.
Are you looking to supercharge your professional development? Don't delay. Check out Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro. This program, offered through the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber, has a 30-year track record of being the most comprehensive, exciting, and valuable program of its kind locally. This year, you're guaranteed to learn, connect, and grow alongside participants from organizations such as PTA Thrift Shop, Wells Fargo, and Durham Tech. Registration is now open online at carolinachamber.org/leadership.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Teresa Brent, our expert in young drivers insurance.
Thanks, Mark. We are currently offering some of the lowest rates in the state for young drivers. But more importantly, we can ensure that you have the most comprehensive coverage for your son or daughter in case of any tragedy. You can call me, Teresa Brent, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
This is Ron Stutz. Join me Saturday, April 12th at Briar Chapel for their 6th annual Earth Day celebration. The Triangle's largest green community is throwing the biggest blowout for their favorite day of the year. Start your day off at the Briar Chapel 5K, then enjoy great eats at the food truck rally, beer from Carolina Brewery, plus crafts, games, and more. While you're there, tour 8 model homes and check out the latest green home features. Learn more at briarchapelnc.com/earthday. See you there.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
It is 8:56 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day last hour? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty, and your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gene Medler is the founder and the engine behind the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. And he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Michelle Lynn.
Gene is an amazing person in this community for what he's done for the arts and for what he's, especially for the arts and young people. He had an idea 30 years ago. He wanted to bring up the level of dance offerings, tap dance in particular, that was offered to young dancers. And he created the Children's Tap Company, which has become the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. What Gene started 30 years ago has trained hundreds of dancers, some of whom have gone on to amazing careers professionally, like Michelle Doran.
Gene Medler has been a WCHL hometown hero in years past. But what he does for these kids is just amazing.
He's an incredible role model for kids, an incredible mentor. He really helps kids find their passion, really grow as artists and grow as people. They learn how to mentor each other, how to work with each other, how to be professional artists, and just really to be good people.
Gene Medler's North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble has performed literally all over the world.
They really set the standard for youth tappers in the country. So I think it's a combination of really what he's been able to get from these kids as far as their level of professionalism and artistry, but moreover, just because he's a really nice, caring, amazing person who does this also volunteer. He's completely from the heart that he just does for his love of art and his love of young people. And I feel fortunate that my son has had this opportunity and so many other children in this community have the opportunity. You can make a donation, but it's all free of charge. And I just think he's an amazing person.
Our thanks to Michelle Lynn for the nomination and congratulations. And thank you to Gene Medler, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Don Reinfurt of Chapel Hill called in with a word of the day. It is Bacchant, B-A-C-C-H-A-N-T. It means priest, priestess, or someone who is celebrating. Someone, maybe you could call it celebrant. That's the way I would define it. And Don Reinfurt gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Don. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for listening. And we'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Absolutely beautiful day today. A lot of sunshine. Look for a high today in the low 80s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A survey released a short time ago